Tune in to Planet Groove for Funky Fridays on CFRU from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. with your funky, funky blues doctor for a stir fry of funk, rock, blues, metal, and more. That's 10 a.m. every Friday on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
And we will make America great again!
As voters head to the polls today in a midterm election seen as a referendum on Donald Trump's presidency, with both houses of Congress in the ballot, we'll speak with Mother Jones reporter Ari Berman about the record 36 million Americans who voted early this year. This comes as a trial kicks off that challenges the Trump administration's move to add a citizenship question on the census, sparking fears of vast undercount in states with large immigrant communities.
The census is supposed to count every person in America, non-citizen or citizen, and it's really a constitutionally mandated accurate count. So if the census is manipulated for political purposes or the count is done wrong, there's no way to fix that.
Then we'll go to Colorado, where voters have managed to get a statewide anti-fracking measure on today's ballot. The oil and gas industry has spent tens of millions of dollars against it. And we look at the historic number of women of color running for public office in today's election. At least 255 women are on the ballot as congressional candidates, including a record number of women of color. In Georgia, Stacey Abrams hopes to become the state's first black governor and the country's first African-American woman governor.
If we want deliverance against an enemy who is the architect of voter suppression in the South, if we want deliverance against someone who will lie rather than admit he made a mistake,
talk about it.
If we want deliverance from someone who will lie to his friends and lie to his enemies,
preach.
Then we've got to vote our hearts out on Tuesday.
We'll speak with Amy Allison, president of Democracy in Color and founder of She the People. And we look at Amendment 4 in Florida. If it passes today, it will be the largest enfranchisement of Americans since women got the right to vote almost a century ago. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. Voters head to the polls today for a midterm election that's widely seen as a referendum on Donald Trump's presidency, with both houses of Congress and 36 governor's races in the balance. 36 million Americans voted early this year, with participation high among young people and people of color. That's up from 27 million 4 years ago, leading many to predict a record turnout for a midterm election. Politico's reporting glitchy voting machines in Texas and Georgia have caused some votes for Democrats to be switched for the Republican candidate or deleted. Experts have said the error is a technical malfunction. Voters and civil rights groups in Texas and Georgia have filed complaints in what are two of the most closely watched states this midterm election. In the final stretch of campaigning, President Trump appeared at rallies in Ohio, Indiana, and Missouri Monday. He repeated his vicious verbal attacks on Democrats and Central American migrants heading toward the U.S.-Mexico border.
You think we're letting that caravan come into this country? You can forget it. But the Democrats want to abolish ICE. They want America to be a giant sanctuary city for drug dealers, predators, and bloodthirsty MS-13 killers. Republicans believe America should be a sanctuary for law-abiding Americans, not criminal aliens.
At his final campaign stop in Missouri Monday night, Trump was introduced by right-wing radio host Rush Limbaugh. Trump then invited Fox News host Sean Hannity to the stage. Hannity then addressed the crowd after he had promised earlier on the day on Fox he would only be covering the event as a journalist. Hannity immediately attacked the press.
By the way, all those people in the back are